USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The White House is warning of consequences of a potential government shutdown at month's end. Agriculture Secretary Tim Vilsack highlights the potential impacts.
Armed Service Agency offices in virtually every county shut down, and those loans are not available.
He also said there'd be an impact on WIC and rural housing loans. Congress must pass funding legislation by October 1st, but the House Republicans are divided on the issue. Senator Bob Menendez is speaking out for the first time since federal bribery and corruption charges were leveled against him last week.
I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
He condemns snap judgments made with incomplete information and stresses his right to the presumption of innocence. FEMA is planning a test of the National Alert System on October 4th. The test of the Nationwide Emergency Alert System and Wireless Emergency Alert Systems will be going out at 2:20 p.m. next Wednesday. The alert will be sent through phone, radio, television, and cable systems and is scheduled to last about 1 minute. You should only receive one message on your cell phone. The purpose of this test is to ensure that the systems are still an effective way to warn the public about national emergencies. The Powerball jackpot continues to climb after Saturday's drawing produced no winners, with the prize now nearing $800 million. The lottery jackpot is worth an estimated $785 million, with a cash value of $367 million. The next drawing will be held tonight at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. It's currently the fourth largest prize in the Powerball's history. The last Powerball jackpot reached $1.08 billion when the winning ticket was sold in Los Angeles on July 19th, making it the third largest prize in the lottery's history. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
San Francisco's African American Reparations Advisory Committee proposed recommendations to the Board of Supervisors urging action. Here are some of the suggestions. A $5 million one-time payment, guaranteed home ownership, back pay for labor, and property reimbursement. Critics cite constitutional and financial concerns, saying it would bankrupt the city. If passed, it would make San Francisco the first U.S. city to enact reparations. COVID-19 tests are now available to be ordered for free from the U.S. government. Starting today, Monday, you can order 4 tests per U.S. household through covidtests.gov. COVID-19 rapid tests can be taken at home and can be used regardless of whether someone has symptoms. The tests should be good through the end of the year. Some of the dates on the tests may show that they are expired, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has extended those dates.
You are the father!
Maury Povich, known for DNA tests on his show Maury, expressed interest in testing if Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are half-brothers. In an interview, Povich said he'd come out of retirement for it. McConaughey and Harrelson's curiosity about their potential relation stems from McConaughey's mother's connection to Harrelson's father. After week 3 of this year's NFL schedule, it's a bit too soon to know who's going to be playing football at the Super Bowl in February, but we do know for certain who's going to be on stage for the halftime show. Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher will headline the Super Bowl 58 halftime show at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on February 11th, 2024. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.